For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Here's the question. Yellow light. Slow down or speed up? Amy.
Speed up.
Lunchbox.
Speed up.
Eddie?
You don't have a lot of time. You got to speed up.
Okay, let's all answer for Bobby.
I'm the only one that says slow down.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. No, I do believe you.
Yes.
I've been in the car with you.
Have you ever ridden with him?
He'll probably slow down at a green light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just waiting for the yellow. I got my foot, I'm tapping it just in
anticipation.
Just
like,
this light has been green too long. I'm going to go ahead and slow down.
What's wrong with you guys?
What's wrong with you? It's yellow.
That place is to be, man.
You can go. You can go. It's allowed. It's legal.
Yeah, it saves you a whole minute to get through that light.
It's not even me that is worried about getting somewhere fast, because I'm always on time. But it's...
Well, we're not.
What if I don't go and that red light hits and I get, boop, the camera?
Oh, then you have like a 5 second little pad.
No, you don't.
And that ticket hits.
Oh, that ticket, that's real.
It's also those cameras. A money thing.
You worry about those tickets coming in the mail? Eh.
I guess if you don't open the mail, you never get a ticket.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things. It's ICU.
Just a few months ago, Gail Hoover, who's a realtor in Allentown, Pennsylvania, donated 15 of those tiny animal oxygen masks to the fire department. And they had never used them before, but she had seen a story about a firefighter having to save an animal, so she bought 15 of them. That same fire department rescued 19 cats from a fire at a shelter and had to use all those oxygen.
Oh my goodness. What are the odds?
Like right after she donated them.
I love that so much. Oh, wow. Good
that's
her.
Funny. Gail Hoover, you know what we say? I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. A JetBlue flight from Boston to Vegas had to make an emergency landing last night after hitting birds. The flight landed safely in New York. In California, in and around San Diego, schools have been closing early due to the 100-degree heat and lack of air conditioning. San Diego area schools are going to close early again today. And finally, in sports, World Series Game 1 is tonight, Dodgers and Astros.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Amy, you have a long night last night?
No, I didn't really sleep that well.
Okay.
I know. Oh, well, no, I woke up nauseous probably about 3 a.m., and then at four, I took a Finagrin, which is for nausea, and I read the bottle, and it makes you drowsy.
I walked in earlier before the show, and Amy was like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, wrong reversal."
Yeah,
because
I feel normal, but like I feel really like right now.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was gonna make me drowsy, but I don't feel nauseous anymore.
Hey. Got a show to do here.
I know.
We got people depending on us to get them to work.
That's why I took the pill.
Oh,
that
okay.
Pill, the vinegar.
Yeah,
pill.
Yeah. I was up late, but mostly just listening to sad music.
Oh, well.
You know,
post
breakup sad music. Oh. Turned on some music and just laid back. And everybody was texting me last night. Nobody texted me during the show yesterday when I announced that we had broken up. But then, like, in the evening, they started to roll in. I think people were like, okay, we should say something now.
Oh. They gave you that break.
And it was things like, hey, just want you to know, I think you're cool. It wasn't. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It was like the number one trending story on all these country websites.
It was?
I know.
Wow.
I know. You want to switch it up?
Yeah.
Border police in California arrested a couple of drug smugglers who tried to hide 2 pounds of meth inside a fake dog.
they had a drug sniffing dog, and they noticed that there was a stuffed dog inside the car. They were like, they started sniffing it, and he's like scratching at it. And then they were like, okay, so they busted open the fake dog and found a ton of meth inside of there.
Wow.
That Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City, you know, she's the reason that movie didn't happen.
Yeah, she didn't want to do it.
Well, now it turns out she's like, we've never been friends. Ever.
Ever?
Yeah, that's what it says.
We've they tricked us.
We've never been friends. We've been colleagues, but we've never been friends.
Oh, man. That's like finding out the cast of Friends never been friends.
I know. Or finding out you and I don't ever talk when we leave the room. There are some morning shows that hate each other's guts that I know. Uh-huh. They don't even talk when they're off the air. Like, they don't, when they go to commercial, it's like they turn their bodies and they don't talk. And then it's back on the air. It's like, okay, back on the show. Isn't that crazy?
Every day?
Every day. No, no. How? Years and years and years. I know one huge show, the co-hosts cannot stand each other.
Sometimes we do that for like 5 minutes, but.
Yeah.
not every day.
And then I'm always like, Amy, be the bigger person. It's always me breaking down and having the video.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, time for your positivity. A little tell me something good for Tuesday.
Tell me something good.
Amy, tell me something good.
There's a guy in a wheelchair on the high school football team, and it's his senior year, his last home game ever. So his team and then the opposing team during the game, they let him wheel down the field and score a touchdown.
I saw the video. It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Shout out Jordan Campbell, number 52.
There you go. Lunchbox, tell me something good.
There are some colleges in Florida that they have students from Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic and all the that were affected by Hurricane Maria. They are giving them free tuition for the year so they don't have to worry about paying for tuition and their families can worry about rebuilding their lives.
Oh, that's
How about
amazing.
That? Holy cow. There's a farmer, his name is Andy. He had to have a double lung transplant, so he hasn't been able to take care of the farm. So 80 farmers showed up, 20 semis, 15 combines, and they harvested all 500 acres of his crops for him.
Wow.
That's awesome. Crazy amazing.
Right? That's called Tell Me Something Good. There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
They're making a live-action Dora the Explorer, I saw in the news today. And so Michael Bay, the guy that makes the Transformers,
yeah,
is making a live-action Dora the Explorer. Eddie, I'm coming over to you right now.
Well,
your top five TV shows you as an adult will watch. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Kids TV shows? let's see. For sure. Bubble Guppies.
Bubble Guppies. Yep, yep. Okay. Bubble Guppies.
Sorry, Dora the Explorer. I do like Diego better.
Diego the Explorer.
No, just Diego.
Oh, he's not.
Go Diego Go or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bubble Guppies, Diego Go.
Yep.
To Hollywood. Go ahead.
Let's go with Ninja Turtles, classic, Hit Me.
Do your kids watch that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Go ahead.
But you're asking me what I like to watch, what they like to watch.
Like the best shows you have to watch with them.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, classic. It's a good one. Clubhouse is the new one. It's not old, what you're thinking. Don't doubt me, Bones. I'm the one that watches this stuff.
You're saying the word classic.
Well, but it's Mickey. But it's newer Mickey. Let's see. Number one would have to be PJ Masks. Boom!
What's that?
Those guys are good. They're like three little friend superheroes, but in masks.
Oh, masks.
Yeah. PJ Masks. And their honorable mention, I'd like to do the rescue guys, the Rubble on the Double guys. They're really good. Puppy Rescue, whatever they're called.
That's cute. They're dogs that rescue.
Yeah, little dogs, and they all have different names, like Rubble on the Double. It's funny. Whenever you're in trouble. Yeah, you guys will get this later in life.
Or will we?
Probably not.
Hey, who knows about me?
Yeah.
I'm out of just surfing the wave of loneliness. You know what I mean?
Bring that up.
What do you mean, bring it up? There's a, you know that sound? There's an elephant.
a big elephant.
Middle of the room. It sounds like a horse.
Yeah, sorry.
They have silent yoga. It's a new trend that is black lights, LED headphones, total silence, but the yoga instructor gives everybody headphones.
Yes.
Or the channel to put it on, and you listen to it as you do it.
That's cool.
Yeah. I saw someone I follow on Instagram just did that, and it looked really cool.
How old's too old for trick-or-treating? They asked it on the Today Show. The answer is, if you're 17, you should not trick-or-treat.
Okay.
We even went lower than that.
16.
Right? 16.
And then everybody yelled at me for about a week.
Yeah.
Parents yelled at me about the Constitution. And we have, yes. And I'm like, guys, you just need to relax a minute. One, it's just an opinion. And two, the Bill of Rights does not say you should be able to trick or treat until you're 27.
Boom.
How about if you're just out of high school? Because 17 is tricky.
No, no. How about if you can drive a car? You don't need to be walking down the neighborhood. And you're knocking over two-year-olds.
Yeah, probably you, smashing pumpkins,
too.
You
can too. Be a respectful trick-or-treater.
Great 90s band.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Maren Morris has signed a contract with Wilhelmina Models. She's the first country artist they've ever represented. Other musicians on their roster, Nicki Minaj, Nick Jonas, and Shawn Mendes. So if you're a huge Eric Church fan, well, listen up, because he is releasing a 15-LP box set that will include over 100 songs from his Holdin' My Own tour.
Tell me the price on this, because I think I may have read a typo.
$445.
It wasn't a typo.
No.
Wow.
Because I think we had heard he was thinking about doing this, but this is the first like details we're getting, like price, and that the first three albums will ship December 15th. The rest will be sent once a month over the following year.
Do you get like a clip of his hair too or something?
Think it comes to your house?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. That's $445 plus shipping.
Wow.
Yeah. It's available at 61daysinchurch.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fairlawn, New Jersey. A man broke into a tire shop, stole $300 from the register, some tires, went home, looking at it, was like, oh no, where's my wallet? Oh man, I think I've left it at the crime scene.
Oh, no.
So he drove back to the crime scene and was arrested by police.
They're waiting on him. Probably with his wallet.
Oh, they had his wallet, all right. I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead story of the day.
Which makes me wonder, if you were going to rob somewhere, should you even take your wallet?
No!
No, I would leave all identification behind.
Right!
Yeah, and wear gloves and all that. Nobody's finding me.
No need to have your phone, anything.
I'd probably put on like a Donald Trump mask or something, too.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff, all that.
No yeah. selfies at
yeah.
the crime scene.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a dog who's sick, and they take him in, and they say, hey, we're going to have to put the dog down because he's sick. And okay, that was it. The vet sends a letter, says condolences. Turns out one of the people working at the vet kept the dog and is
no.
still taking care of the dog.
No.
5 months later.
No.
Listen to the story.
Caesar's owner, Lonnie Levy, paid $192 for the dog's cremation and even got a condolence letter from Dr. George Menez, the family's longtime vet. But instead of euthanizing Caesar, Menez apparently let a vet tech in the office take the dog home without the Levy's knowledge or permission.
Potential of theft charges against the doctor for basically taking the victim's money and not performing this service.
It's a little complex to me because I get the taking the money and not doing the service, but the service was to put the dog down. Someone wanted to save the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Someone kept the dog and saved the dog.
Yeah.
How can you be upset if you're the person that loved that dog and someone's saving it and the dog's actually living a high quality of life?
Okay. So my thing
is, it's against the rules. Like, you can't do it because it's against the rules. But if someone wants to take care of the dog, it's hard for me to be so angry at them. Go ahead.
Well, so clearly the vet is the one that recommended to them you need to put the dog down. So they were taking the advice of the vet. Then why didn't the vet say, you can still care for your dog, possibly even another 5 months?
I'm not in the vet's head. I don't know. All I know is they went to put the dog down, and then someone at the office said, no, you know, I'll take him. You can call us on this.
Man, that is just rough.
We're talking about a dog here. Rough.
No,
yeah.
That came out wrong. I literally meant
but
rough.
But you said it rough.
No, yeah. It's rough.
You even barked.
No, yeah. I didn't. You guys, stop.
It was a 15-year-old miniature pincher, and they were set to be euthanized May 17th, and then
he had a
long-term illness that left him in declining health, but someone from the vet tech office took it home and has been taking care of it. They got an anonymous tip. Also, who's going to rat out the person who's taking care of a dog? His family in New Jersey took their dog to be euthanized. They were shocked to discover 5 months later the dog was alive and living with a vet worker. They even got a letter from the vet saying, hey, we send our condolences. And that was it. And they got an anonymous tip saying, your dog is still alive. Which, by the way, who's telling, too?
Yeah,
the vet is wrong, okay? Like, the vet is technically wrong, and they should get in trouble. But then it comes to those, is it worth it to get in trouble to do what you feel is the right thing? Because sometimes in our life, we have to go, I'm willing to get in trouble to do what I feel is right. And
yeah.
Maybe the vet tech and the vet felt like that. Because the person who's coming in has the right to go, I want to put the dog down.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. The vet didn't do right. But sometimes you have to break the rules to do what you feel is right. Amy, did I change your mind at all?
I just feel like I hope the family got the right, the fair shot at saying, you know, if they wanted their dog alive or dead. Like a vet saying you need to euthanize the dog, they probably went with what he said.
Brooke and Raleigh.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a registered veterinary technician, and I work in private veterinary medicine, and I deal with euthanasias and sick animals all the time. And usually you can offer the owner to sign over ownership. And so I don't know why they didn't do that, but you can offer that. And also, the vet always will offer other treatments than euthanasia unless it's just not possible to save their life. And usually the owners turn it down because euthanasia is the cheaper option.
Oh.
So that's probably what happened. Yeah.
So you're saying the owners, just by you speculation only, took the cheaper option.
Yeah, because I see it every day. I see people, you know, choose money over their animal, and if you really can't afford it, that's understandable because I've been there at one point in my life, too. But that's what happens a lot. And then, you know, people turn around and try to point the fingers at the veterinarian for just doing their job and offering all the treatments that we can because we can't give free medicine. It's not like human medicine, you know?
Right. Well, even that's not even free sometimes. Yeah, hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate you. I was reading this story about Kip Moore. And the whole headline is that Kip thinks politics are the reason he gets ignored by country music award shows. He says, I'll probably never be the political darling of town. I don't think that'll ever be me. And listen, Kip's a guy that just does his own thing. And it's great for him. And at times, much like myself, it hurts him too. And so they asked him in a radio interview. They said, hey, do you think Slow Heart, which is his latest album, deserved a CMA Album of the Year nomination over Jason Isbell's The Nashville Sound? And I read that, I was like, who would ask such a question to go?
One album they pointed out?
Yeah, to go,
that's
do you
awkward.
Think you're better than that person?
Yeah.
Who asked this question? I know it was on the bottom of the sheet. Some radio show asked this. So, and Kip answered it right. And he was like, I love Jason Isbell. I love his records. I have no problem. I love it. But like, who in the world would ask that question? You would never go, hey, D.H. Stapleton, you think Luke sucks, right? Be truthful. You would never do that. I think Kip's record's fantastic. I think, like, what Jason Isbell does is awesome, too. Like, he doesn't care. He has no... He trolls people. He trolls the whole country music community.
Oh, I know who interviewed him.
Who asked the question if you think you're better than someone else?
Broadway's Electric Barnyard.
Oh, I wish that was the name of our show.
In Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, I wish that was the name of our show.
So do they do that just trying to get clicks or to make a story?
Probably.
Why do they ask that?
Yes. Remember when Kid Rock came in and was like, you know why I do your show? Because I know you're not trying to get clicks.
Yeah.
Because we don't chase clicks. We just want to know stories. But I thought that was so crazy. Mm-hmm. That Kip record is really good, though. He has a song called Blonde on it.
You can chase the lights. You can chase the fame. Used to be the captain of the cheer team. Now you're just a never coming home, come a queen. Don't sell yourself longer.
I think also Kip's record probably came out late in the whole cycle because it's a really different, good record. Oh, you want Blonde?
I love Blonde.
Here's Kip Moore. This is Blonde. This is the jam.
Yeah.
It's not better than Jason Isbell or worse. It's just different. Everybody needs to relax.
I saw you in a magazine just the other day. When they asked you where you came from, funny you forgot this place. I guess you called amnesia. We've been knowing you before pre-K. Can't hide the real you behind that new fake name. You can chase the lights. You can chase the fame. Used to be the captain of the cheer team. Now you're just a never coming home, come a queen. Don't sell yourself longer. You must be confused. You ain't even blonde, girl, or even true to your roots.
Hey, ask the show.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Stephanie in Atlanta.
Hey, Bobby.
Ask the show.
I just wanted to ask, what is everybody's plans for Christmas coming up?
All right, around the room. Amy, what is your plan for Christmas?
Oh, man, I hope I have two little kids in my home come Christmas.
Oh, man, that's right.
Yeah, and if they're here, well, even if they're not, we'll likely go to Colorado. That's where we spend Christmas with our family.
Lunchbox?
My plan is to be in Austin with my family and hanging out around the Christmas tree.
Whoop.
Well, I have no plans,
and
I don't have a girlfriend, and hopefully my dog's alive, because that's about the time when they're like, that's the truth. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you, please, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. Talk away.
Are you ever planning maybe to go spend it with Arkansas Keith or back in Arkansas or no?
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe.
He'll go there sometimes for like
a
day or two.
I go there, but I don't do that. Like, everybody has their own, like, family. Like, he, you know, and we're a lot closer now than we used to be. He was married to my mom for a while, and then they got divorced. And we actually have a pretty good relationship now, but I kind of feel out of place there. He has his own, like, new family.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah, so. Your home's in Nashville now. I get it.
You know, I could just go to Austin.
Yeah,
you
probably go to Austin.
Yeah, and it's warmer. I don't know. I don't have plans.
Bobby
know.
Migrates to the warmth.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for the call. Ask the show.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Alyssa, go ahead. Ask the show.
My question is, what is your pet peeve?
Anytime anyone says over 100%. Because you can't actually have over 100%. Like, that's all of it. You can't have more than all. So, that would be my pet peeve. Amy?
Wire hangers. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I don't like
them. Encores at concerts. I just want you to play your music. You know we're there to see you. No need to go off the stage and have us cheer more so you can come back out. Just play the music and let's go home.
Yeah. I like encores.
You know, this is what we did. Because we played Lubbock and Tulsa this past weekend. And I said, hey, we're done. And I'm going to take, because we wear tracksuits. I'm like, I'm going to take off my shoes. I'm going to take my ears out. If you guys keep cheering, we'll come play. And if you don't want to, then we won't go over time. And
yeah,
sometimes they don't cheer and we don't go. And this past weekend, we did an encore at each show. And so I'm against encores. I'm against like the ones where they purposely are just kind of goofing off. A real one, I'm okay with.
You don't like legit either,
no,
right?
He doesn't like literally.
If it's not literal, don't say literal. Just say
literally.
It or yes. Yes.
Because I do that all the time. I say literally. But I mean figuratively, and it drives Bobby nuts. Also, if you're late, he cannot stand it.
Oh, that's not a pet peeve. You're just dead to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, Alyssa, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
And that's another episode of
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
By the way, the Raging Idiots this week, Friday night, El Paso, Saturday night, Austin, tickets at RagingIdiots.com. Would love to see you guys.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you a car singer? If a song comes on, you love?
Yeah.
This guy had his windows down, and he was singing so loud, they pulled him over and fined him $149.
What?
Yeah, because it's like having your music up way too loud. And he was singing this song.
Everybody dance now!
Understandable.
Well, what?
Yes.
Why?
CNC Music Factory, The Jam.
Well, oh, understandable that he's singing that loud in the car. No, he got a ticket. For singing that loud.
No, it just seems ridiculous. Like, I think that there's something more to this story.
I was thinking they wanted to pass, he said, when the cops turned on the lights.
Yeah.
But they called, please go over to the side of the road. Four police came out, two on each side. They checked inside the car.
Four police?
They asked him if he'd been screaming. He said, no, I'd been singing my favorite song. They said, well, you've been screaming and people heard you. That's a violation. They fined him $149.
Man, that is crazy. I hope I don't ever get that.
You know what song did I sing?
What?
This one. Free Fallin'.
Like, so good.
I'll belt this one out in the car. Also, the one that I kind of get into if it ever comes on.
It's been 1 week.
Because I learned all the words as a kid, so now I know them all.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's like the one that I know all the words to.
Come back and
what's your go-to song in the car? It comes
I
on.
Really? whatever comes on.
All of them?
Yeah. Dixie Chicks, Cowboy, oh, take me away.
Wow.
Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue or something. Set me free. Yeah, I mean, I could. That's the one I belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's not necessarily my wheelhouse, but...
I did a Bobby cast with the guy who wrote the song with the Dixie Chicks, mm-hmm. Marcus Humman, and he wrote that and Ready to Run with the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, ready to run.
You can search Bobby cast. It's the last one I did. Here's an interesting story because he was an artist and, you know, he cut God Bless the Broken Road and it wasn't a hit for him. And then Rascal Flatts ended up cutting it later, but it's a whole thing. And so as soon as he lost his deal, they were like, hey, you should go write with these new Dixie Chicks girls. And he did, and they wrote those songs.
Wow. I mean, that CD, I must have played that over and over and over.
What CD do you think you played the most, or tape you played the most as a kid?
Ooh. I'd be hard to remember what tape. Like, my tapes as a kid were, like, mixtapes or stuff I recorded off the radio.
Yeah, we used to do that. People don't even know you'd hit record, play, pause, and then when your song came on, you'd undo the pause button and record it, and you would just pray the stupid DJ wouldn't talk over the front of the song.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Free falling. Does this make you think of a movie? Yeah.
I mean, Jerry Maguire a bit, yep. But not more than anything else.
Oh, every time it comes on, I picture Tom Cruise just slamming the steering wheel, like singing.
Yeah, that's how I do it whenever. Think about me doing that too. Okay. Like, I was like, yeah. Bobby Bones. We're talking about this guy who got pulled over because he was singing too loud in his car. And so he gets pulled over, fined $149. But the song he was singing to is pretty much a song you have to yell. Everybody dance now. Candace, you're on. Hey.
Hi.
You've been pulled over for singing too loud?
Yes, I was on the way to work, and I was in the zone. I was singing to Evanescence. I don't remember what song it was, but I was singing so hard and so loud, I had total ugly face going on. And this lady officer pulled me over. She said that she thought I was in some sort of distress, having a mental breakdown or something, because I just looked like I was losing my mind. And I was like, no, I was just singing. And she let me off with a warning and said, okay, well, be careful. But she looked so concerned for my safety. I laughed the rest of the way to work, but
she
it was kind of embarrassing.
She gave you a warning, though?
Yes. Like, she said that I was not paying attention to where I was going, and it almost sounded like she wanted to get me for, like, reckless driving. But as far as I know, I was just driving to work. I was just singing really hard.
Probably, like, Bring Me to Life. Take me down. Take me down. Yeah, Evanescence. No. Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
I mean, how do you not scream that? You see that guy at the radio station in Russia got stabbed? Like a crazy guy came in and stabbed him?
I mean, I heard about it, but I don't know the details.
That's pretty much it.
Is he okay?
He got stabbed in the neck.
Oh, my gosh.
Security guards got him.
Wow.
Listen, Amy sent me a note last night, and I wasn't going to say anything about it. But some people were up here yesterday, and luckily they were nice.
Sweet as can be. I have zero issues with them. This is not about that. My more so just based on history.
They were at my car when I walked outside.
Same
before
as
you.
Me. Well, yeah. I mean, and they were, again, super sweet, so I don't want them to do anything. But they were, like, taking pictures of my car when I walked up, and they knew it was mine because of a hat that was in the dashboard, like a Pimp and Joy hat or something, and I was like, oh, okay. And they were like, Bobby said you'd be coming out, and they must have waited because I left after you because I know you had a meeting, and I was just like, wow, they were inside the garage, and nobody had any issue with it here that works here or any, like, you walking out, you've had crazy things happen to you on your way to work early in the morning. I just thought, security-wise, is this the best situation?
I always feel like there's a garage across the hall, or across the street, someone's over there, like, ready, like, snipering.
You've thought of that?
Of course.
Oh, gosh, I had not, but now I will, thanks.
I know, right? Bad jambalaya sickens more than 100 people in Louisiana. The outbreak appeared to be linked to a fundraiser. There was 100 people that got salmonella.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Oh, man. When, you're just trying to eat some jambalaya for a fundraiser and you get sick?
Yep. Mass quantity produced food. Eddie went home sick a bit ago. Like, he just left. And now I'm not feeling great.
Great. I know.
Oh, no.
I woke up weird. But Eddie said he had chills. I didn't have chills. I had none of that. But I took my medicine.
I've got two huge events. I have to go do comedy in front of Congress tomorrow.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
In a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to go do jokes at a correspondence dinner in front of senators from all over America. Like, American senators.
It's a different crowd, you know, than what you're used to telling jokes.
Well, I can tell you, when I do stand up at the Opry, it's a different crowd, too, because they're not there to see me, and it's a slightly older crowd.
Okay.
So, you know, I we'll see how it goes, but I had to get a tux. I don't have a tux. I haven't put on a tux since 10th grade. I haven't put on a tux since nobody wanted to tux me.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Bobby
Bone Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
The NFL is denying rumors that Janet Jackson is still banned from doing the Super Bowl halftime show. So some are saying it's possible that Justin Timberlake could have her as a special guest, but that's just the rumor.
She has a tour stop that day. She can't do the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Look at you. You know everything. She could surely, if they invited her back to the Super Bowl, you don't think she'd figure it out?
If we see that Janet Jackson's canceled a date the same day as the Super Bowl, I think we're all going to know. I bet she doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's crazy that her thing, that's what, like, changed so much. Taylor Swift, she's only 27 years old, but E! Online, like, released her holdings, and she owns $71.2 million in real estate. If you add it all together, she has 39 bedrooms, 43 and a half bathrooms, 21 fireplaces, 5 pools, 5 bars, 2 tennis courts, and, like, 50,000 square feet worth of homes.
Hey, Jake Owen's house is up for sale right now.
Yeah.
It's about the same.
Uh-huh. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny. The Bobby Bones
Show. We're going to do in a minute a segment where you've heard song lyrics and they just don't make sense. Because I was listening to Luke Combs. You know, he wins golf for him and two of his buddies. He never won a golf threesome. He always won a golf foursome.
And correct.
The lyric doesn't really make sense. So if you heard a song and go, oh, that lyric doesn't make sense, I encourage you to call and share with us. I have another one too that I always hear and go, that line doesn't make sense. Right now, though, Amy was suspended. I didn't suspend her from the morning corny. A listener did. And I was getting in trouble
that
was for it.
So bizarre.
But Lunchbox has the morning corny right now.
The morning corny.
Why was the jack-o'-lantern afraid to cross the road?
Why was the jack-o'-lantern afraid to cross the road?
It had no guts. That was the morning corny.
Did you have a good one just in case?
Good one.
You do have a good
and
one?
This was theme related. Oh. I liked it.
Do you have a good one?
Oh, sure. I mean, I always have something.
The morning corny.
Why should you stay away from trees when it's sunny?
Why should you stay away from trees when it's sunny?
Because they can be really shady.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah.
See the kid that got in trouble for bringing the butter knife to school?
Oh, no. But why did he have it?
Okay. Fair.
Okay, because could have just been there by accident. He could literally want to butter his bread, or he wanted to defend himself.
A first grade student in Florida was suspended for what officials are considering a potential weapon. He was found with a butter knife while eating lunch. School officials say it's a district-wide policy. I do believe he was buttering something or putting jelly on it, though.
Yeah,
like, for
that's
real.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
We had an incident with a student in first grade that did have a butter knife in her possession.
According to Principal Pamela Jones, the student was found with the knife while eating lunch in the cafeteria.
And our assistant principal acted on the incident, spoke with the parents, and initiated the suspension for the safety and welfare of all of our students.
So it's one of those where you probably go, it's a little too harsh to suspend them. However, if it's the rule, you enforce the rule, and then you start to look at the rule and go, should the rule be changed? And I always feel like when it comes to stuff like this, you should use common sense.
But so many times people don't, yeah.
So should he be suspended? If the rule says he should be suspended, yes. But should they look at the rule now and go, should we make our best judgment based on what happened? Because rules only change because of incidents that require it. So yes, he should have been suspended. That's the rule. But should they look at the rule and go, was the kid just butter and bread?
Yeah, yeah. Was he just trying to get it nice and smooth?
Was he just trying to put a little, I can't believe it's not butter on his toast.
Yeah. You know?
So I'm okay there.
Poor little guy.
Poor little, yeah.
Suspended. What are you in for? I was buttering my bread.
I don't think you go to jail during suspension. I think you just go home.
Oh.
We can do I Never Gonna Get It. I got a good one coming up in a second. This is for the ladies out there. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Okay.
You went to goat yoga yesterday?
Yeah, we did, and it was so awesome. I mean, it's not really a workout per se. Like, the yoga is minimal, but you can sort of do what you want, but the goats crawl all over you.
Basically, you just go into a room mm-hmm. and let goats crawl all over
and
you.
And you smile and you laugh, and really, laughter is good for the soul, just like, you know, working out is. So I feel like we laughed to make up for the lack of working out, and we all left there like on a high. I feel like I went in there sort of tired, and I left there with so much energy and full of life, and the goats were just so cute, and one of them was a little miniature tiny one dressed as a bumblebee.
Should you not just call it goat playtime?
Sure. You can call it that, because it definitely is. I will give you that. But you do some downward dog, and you do cat-cow, and then they just hop on top of you.
Yeah, that whole thing's funny, how goats just jump on you.
Yes!
I was talking to Lindsay, who's now my ex-girlfriend, yesterday.
Yeah.
Because yesterday was kind of a rough day, because we announced that we had broken up. And so, we obviously were talking. There's nothing bad between us. And she's like, yeah, I'm going to go to goat yoga with Amy and a bunch of friends. And so I think she had fun.
Oh, I'm glad she went. Because again, yeah, I think hopefully the laughter helped her, because I know it was a hard day for y'all.
Yeah.
You should have come.
No.
I can send you some goats.
If I want to go to a goat, I've got friends with farms.
Okay. Can you go hang out at their farm and get in cat-cow and have it hop on top of you?
How much does that cost, like, for one person to do goat yoga?
I think it's $15 a person.
Yeah.
Which that's, I mean, and it's goats. Like, I think a normal yoga class is that.
I went last night, and I was at home, and my alarms are so sensitive in my house and have cameras all over the place. And so my alarm goes off, which has been happening a lot, and I didn't grab the gun for the first time. I grabbed the baseball bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down, and you know what? It didn't freak me out as much, because when I have that gun, and I'm like, what if I have to pull the trigger and shoot somebody? So my heart's just like, and last night went off, I get the baseball bat, and I was okay. I went down and was ready to take care of business. I didn't get all amped, and it didn't take me 3 hours to go to sleep because of it. I think something's wrong with my alarm, though. If something bigger than a fox runs in my backyard, the whole house sets off.
Yeah, you need to have that checked out.
And first of all, what do you have that's bigger than a fox running in your backyard?
Well, chupacabra?
I do kind of live.
You need that, first of all.
There's woods around my house.
Okay.
So it could be a deer. It really could be anything. But then I have cameras in all the rooms, like the main rooms, not like the bedrooms or bathrooms. But I can like look on my phone and see, and everything was clear. But I went down with a baseball bat. I was ready to wreck some shop last night. But I didn't get anxious like I normally get. Because when I would grab my 12-gauge and I would go down, first thing I would do is I don't keep anything in it. Like, I don't keep anything in the barrel. I don't, you know, nothing's in it.
But you can still make
it. But I load it as I'm walking down.
Okay.
So I load it, put them, doom, chick.
Do you warn the person that you're loading it?
No, they hear it. Then I go, hey, I got a gun. You better go. But I didn't have to do that. Okay. I had a baseball bat. And I was ready to bust some heads.
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about it, though.
Do you warn them about the bat? Like,
nope. I don't need them to know I'm coming.
Okay.
Taco Bell's testing quesadillas filled with Kit Kats.
Oh, my goodness. What?
The Kit Kat Chocoladilla.
Oh, like a dessert taco.
And it's also followed by the Twix Caramel Chocoladilla quesadillas. So they were testing them in just Wisconsin. Now it looks like they're going to go all over the country. They've got to be good.
Have to be.
Probably. Why not? I mean,
Kit Kats.
Something awesome heated up in a tortilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have the Halloween candy coming up.
Locked and loaded.
Okay. So we're going to play Name That Halloween Candy. And these guys are going to try to identify the Halloween candy with blindfolds. And we do have Amy's police-issued taser.
It is legit a police taser.
Hit it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That's
oh,
going to hurt.
So all you have to do is identify the candy. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty easy unless we go random on candies that people don't even eat.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. If it's candies way out in left field, we're going to be in trouble. But Reese's, I got that.
Yeah, y'all know candies.
Hey, cash prize for the winner.
Oh, how about it?
Yeah. Oh, Amy's celebrating with her taser.
Show.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
You good, dude?
Yeah, I'm good.
We're talking about songs and lyrics and songs where you're like, that doesn't quite make sense. What do you got?
Well, Aaron Watson's got a song out right now, Out of Style. It's a really good song. I really like it. But in the first verse, he says something like FM 109 on my FM radio. And I got to think, I'm like, pretty sure FM radio only goes up to like 107.
It does. It goes to
I didn't know that.
It does. It goes to 107.9, I believe. That's funny. You know why I think that is? Is because if he mentions an FM dial number, and it's like 555. You don't put it in it because it can't be a real one.
Okay.
If he puts a real one in there, stations are going to get upset.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, does that make sense, Joe?
Yeah, that's why you're the lead man, Bobby.
It's funny that you picked that out because that's a really smart thing to pick out. But I would believe that's the reason you put that line in there. So a station that's 98 on the dial doesn't get upset. You know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Radio gets upset about everything. Like when Kip Moore came in and he was talking about releasing that song, The Bull. And he was like, I can't because stations that are against Bull competitors won't play the song. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Mm-hmm. Like, we are in the 1960s again with radio. Just like yesterday. I talked about breaking up with Lindsay. It was like, radio won't play her. Like, I have nothing. They're not playing me. And people need to take a chill pill.
Yeah.
Just let art be art.
Yeah.
Devin in Little Rock. Go ahead.
So, our song by Taylor Swift, she says, when we're on the phone and you talk real slow because it's late and your mama don't know. He needs to talk low, not slow. It doesn't matter how slow
you talk. True. Because be talking like, yes, that's a good point. Yeah. Our song is slow. Okay, yeah.
Look at that. Hey, it's a good call. Appreciate you. All right, there's Devin. So the original one was this Luke Combs song where it's...
For me and two of my buddies to play around a golf.
He won... tickets for him and two of his buddies. You would never give away a threesome in golf. You would give away a foursome.
So he should have said me and three of my buddies. Ugh. I have one.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, you know Carly Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, you know? She goes, in the song, she goes, before you came into my life, I missed you so bad. Well, no. You can't miss somebody before they were in your life.
Maybe she just missed somebody in her life. Fair point. But, okay, here's one. And 99 Problems, this one's... held me forever.
Okay, what is it?
It's Jay-Z going, he got pulled over for going 55 in a 54.
Well, you was doing 55 in a 54. Uh-huh.
There's no such thing as a 54 mile per hour zone.
Never.
Yeah.
Wherever that is a really good point. So he should have said 56 in a 55.
Well, no, it rhymed with four. But I mean, there's no such thing as a 54 mile an hour zone. Yeah.
Well, you was doing 55 in a 54. Uh-huh. Lost in the registration. Step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you. I know a lot of you are.
So he was trying to rhyme with core.
I don't know what he was trying to rhyme with.
Wow.
That's a good one. Let's
go. Talking about song lyrics that don't totally make sense. Kara in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Kara.
Hey.
What do you think about this?
Well, I love Thomas Dredd. I'm just saying that. And I love the song Die Happy Man. But it doesn't make sense when he says, we danced in the September rain under the stars. Or something, I don't think you'd see the stars if it's pouring rain.
Dancing in the stars in the pouring rain.
Oh, man.
That's really? A good point.
I don't know.
I know. And I love Thomas Tredd, and that's a beautiful song, but...
Well, you need clouds to have rain.
Got it. I heard it. Yeah.
Science, Kara, for the win.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate you, Kara.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Man, good calls. If you have more, bring them. We are going to do the candy eating challenge coming up next.
Oh. I'm ready.
Blindfolds, Halloween candy, and tasers.
Stop that.
Boy. I'm going to grab a couple more of these calls where people hear a song, and they're like, wait, those lyrics don't make sense. Because a couple of the ones that I brought up, the Luke Combs song, When It Rains, It Pours, he won golf for him and two buddies, but you would never win a three. You'd win a four or something.
For me and two of my buddies to play around a golf.
So that didn't make sense. In the Jay-Z line, I was doing 55 and a 54.
Well, you was doing 55 and a 54.
There's no such thing as a 54. Yeah. Again, they're just singing along, making rhymes up. Hey, Caleb in Louisiana, go ahead.
Hey, and the Luke Bryan song, Play It Again, whenever in the last verse he breaks out his guitar, and he starts playing her song, and she grabs his hand and starts dancing, which would effectively take out the music, so there's nothing for them to dance to.
So he can't keep playing his guitar.
Man, people are so smart. How do you guys pick up on this?
Caleb, good call. Kevin in Boston.
Hey, yeah, I got one. Johnny Cash, Folsom County Blues. He shot a man in Reno just to watch a man die, but then he ends up in prison in California. So how does that happen?
I don't know. Maybe extradition. They couldn't. I don't know.
They couldn't bust him on the Reno shooting, but they got him for something else.
Yeah, something else in the Cali. Folsom prison, yeah. Yeah, again, just questions we all wonder about songs. You can put them on Facebook. We'll wrap the topic up here on the air, but I always found that kind of interesting. Now, these are all pretty easy candies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you'll lay three of them out. But Lunchbox, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the listener what the candy is. You'll eat it and have to identify it.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Was Ray in there with the candy?
I haven't seen any candy.
No.
And how are we going to write them down?
No, you're going to play separately.
So they're different candies for both of us.
Yeah, just relax.
Well, I just want to make sure. I'm
we'll walk you through the game, buddy.
Hey, I'm stressed out about that noise that she keeps doing.
Lunchbox has a green blindfold on. It's on Facebook Live right now. Okay, so the first candy.
Oh, you want me to be quiet?
Yeah, just cover your ears for a second. Hey, Morgan, whisper into that microphone what the first candy is. Be very quiet. Go ahead.
Yeah, very quiet.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
It's a gob stopper. Okay, Lunchbox, go ahead.
He's humming.
All right, you can let him know it's time to put the candy in his mouth.
What? Are you ready?
Yep.
Come on, put your hand out.
I'm here. Hold on. Oh, wow.
Okay, Lunchbox, what's there's this? The candy. Put it in your mouth. There, he's putting it in his mouth. All you have to do is name that candy. Come on with it. Okay.
I don't know where the microphone is.
Right there. There you go.
Gobstopper.
He says it's a gobstopper. Show me gobstopper. Correct.
Yeah!
One down. One down.
Wow.
All right, put another one down. Lunchbox, back up.
Back up.
All right.
Swedish fish.
Okay, Lunchbox, go ahead. If you miss it, the taser will tase you.
No. Hold on. So you get tased immediately if you miss it? I thought it was who wins.
No, you get tased immediately. Go ahead.
Wait, hold on. Let me get rid of the gobstopper.
All right. Lunchbox is trying candy number two. Go ahead. He's putting it in his mouth. If he can't get this, he will be tased.
Oh, that's gross.
All right, what is it?
Well, Swedish fish.
Swedish fish, he says. Is that correct? Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness! I didn't even know that was real.
Okay, put one more down.
I almost guessed gummy bear.
Put one more down on the table for him.
No,
Lunchbox
don't
is playing
that.
Name the Halloween candy, or he gets tased. All right.
Put it in his hand.
First of all, I'll whisper it into the microphone. Lunchbox, close your ears, please. Go ahead.
Good and plenty.
There's no way he gets it done. Lunchbox, you're up, buddy. All right. One last shot here. Name that Halloween candy or get tased. He's smelling it. Putting it in his mouth.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's terrible, he says.
He's thinking hard.
Can you name that candy?
Oh my gosh, that's gross. No one gives this out. It's... Man.
Uh-oh.
Come toward the microphone.
Well, you told me to go back.
Right here.
Right here, you're just...
Okay, stop.
Name that candy.
Man, let me tell you, this could be tricky.
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk. Can I talk it out?
Go ahead. You have 10 seconds.
Okay. See, it's like a jelly bean, but it also tastes like black licorice.
Okay.
And I just don't know if they come in bite-sized black licorice.
All right. So what is your answer?
Gosh, that is so bad.
Go ahead.
That is a nasty jelly bean.
A nasty jelly bean. No, it's a good and plenty.
Oh, man, what?
Now get prepared to get tased.
Hold on.
All right,
go
He's
ahead.
No,
wait, get, who has the taser?
Lunchbox, stand up. Stand up. Just take it.
Get up.
Just take it.
Get it like a man.
Oh, shut up. It's kind of scary.
Stand up.
Amy, get him. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ow.
Get him. Get him.
Ow.
Amy, what are you doing?
Amy, didn't even touch him with it. You have to hit him with it. Go.
Ow! Oh,
I've never tasted one before. I didn't know.
Amy's terrible at this.
No, I got him.
Am I done?
I got
him. Yeah, you're done. You get two or three. Nice work.
That's a good and plenty.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Ew.
Huh?
Good
business.
Amy's terrible at tasing.
Hey, stop.
I'll be doing the tasing next time.
Okay, don't be rude just because I don't want to hurt people and I've never done it before. And finally, I got him in the butt.
You wanted to hurt people because you were laughing really bad.
Oh my gosh.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
This guy is walking around, he's 74, and he's holding a sign that his wife has stage 5 kidney failure, and he's walking around, he's like, does anybody have a kidney?
Wow.
Oh.
Mm.
And so, here, this is the news story here. I'm glad the news is covering it, because maybe somebody will.
Wayne says he felt helpless watching Deanne suffer.
I felt like I needed to do something.
Wayne got the idea of the sandwich board after seeing another man online that did the same thing and got national attention.
I thought, I can do this.
So with a new suit and new shoes, Wayne hit the streets.
Look at this road, how busy it is.
Rush hour is his favorite time.
I feel like I'm doing the right thing. It feels good to be out here.
It feels like a downer, but here's the good thing is that it's getting out there. And that local news did it. The national is doing it. We're talking about it. Like, it is a thing.
And that's just the sweetest that he's, you know, he's like, look, I'm going to do anything to help save my wife.
How about this? This woman getting married. She's posing for her wedding day photo shoot. And they're on Myrtle Beach. And she's like, I want to get on this horse take a picture on the beach in my wedding dress. And so, of course, they're recording it. And she gets thrown off the horse straight up, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they have the footage.
Big mistake. But awesome.
I mean,
as long as she didn't get hurt.
High risk, high reward with that one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you nail it, it's an awesome picture.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled threw his son a first birthday party, and Diddy hosted it.
Oh, my.
DJ Khaled, we the best.
On Saturday, he threw this party for his one-year-old. He pulled out all the stops. It was a jungle-themed baby rager at Miami's hottest nightclub.
I
live at the Fountain Blue.
So the baby was there at the nightclub?
It was turned into a day club.
Oh.
There was a playground, wild greenery, real tigers.
What?
Like you said, it was a jungle-themed, and Diddy hosted it.
Wow. That is crazy, because that was basically a party for the adults, obviously.
Yeah, but for the baby, the one-year-old.
All I do is
DJ Khaled, man. That guy. He's really nice, though.
DJ Khaled, we're the best. We're the best.
There's a woman, and she had her 94th birthday, and she went skydiving. 94.
Wow.
The free fall's kind of a wow, you know, and the wind is so terrific. It was great. I loved it, and I'll do it again.
Wow.
Yeah, her name's Isla Campbell. She wanted to go skydiving and never been.
I guess doctors cleared her?
I guess. Or you just don't ask.
She sounds good for 94.
She said that she'd never been. She wanted to go. She went skydiving with her granddaughter and great-granddaughter.
Wow, what a cool memory.
Yeah, how long did you get to keep it, though?
Let
me tell you about this skydiving. This skydiving, okay. No good, right? I got up there. I did it. I went by myself. And so I get up in this plane, and I'm like, I hate it. I hate it all the way up. You jump, and once you jump, you realize, well, if I'm going to die, I'm just going to die. So for about a minute when you free fall, it's okay. It feels like your head's out the windshield. Isn't that crazy?
And it's cold.
It's cold. It's like my dog when he sticks his head out the windshield. Then when they pull that thing, that's what's the worst part.
The parachute?
Because first of all, it jerks your junk. And then you're just floating. And if there's a hole in the parachute, then you're dead. You don't have another one. You're done.
Yeah. Or they packed it wrong.
Ooh. I hated skydiving. And I did it. And I'll never do it again, I don't think. But you two loved it, huh?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it, but I won't do it again.
Mm. You know, our band, The Raging Idiots, put out this song, Namaste. Maybe you're familiar with it. It's been number one on the comedy charts for weeks and weeks.
Yep.
We never expected it to be.
Don't know nothing by yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but Namaste. Namaste.
We didn't expect people to buy it. We didn't expect people to download it. And then our bosses came to us and said, hey, can you put a fiddle in it? Can you do something, make it a little more country? Would you like to hear the fiddle version of Namaste?
Yes.
The first time it's ever been played.
Yes, I've been waiting.
Oh, hit it.
So they were like, the song is selling like crazy. We'd like to have it. Can you add a fiddle? So we called Natalie Stovall, who, by the way, I believe will be on The Voice tonight in the battle round. So she played the fiddle. Here is Namaste with the fiddle.
In the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, with my khakis. I'm running late.
Play it in all the farm barns around the world.
Mm-hmm. Felt it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't really take anything away from it.
Yeah.
But we played that thing in Tulsa, and everybody jumped. Like, it's crazy people sing anything back. We played it, and everybody's like, ah!
That's got to be, like, the best feeling.
Well, I'm not even, we're not, you know.
I'm just saying. I mean, I've never written anything and had people sing it back to me.
The best feeling is when you write a joke and people laugh, for me.
Oh.
More than music.
For me, it would be if I wrote something and I sang it, and they all sing it back with me.
Yeah.
But
well, there's that.
Not
we'll be in El Paso on Friday and Austin on Saturday night, so that'll be fun. But that's, there it is. There's the fiddle version that Works asked for.
There you go.
There you go. Go play it now, everybody. You're free to run.
It's been countrified.
You're free to run wild with it now. You want to do a Never Gonna Get It real quick?
Yes.
Okay, so here's your question. Over 120,000 women in the United States will visit an emergency room because of an injury caused by this. Okay? Over 120,000 women in the U.S. There's an injury caused by this. Think about it. Never gonna get it. You take a shot at it now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Like a hair wand.
A hair wand.
Yeah, curling iron, whatever.
Wow, wow, nah, wow, wow. No, that's not it.
Oh, man.
All right, here's your Never Gonna Get It. 120,000 women in the United States will visit an emergency room because of injuries to do with this. Amy?
Oh, man. Oh, I know. Eating.
No, not eating.
Ew.
Lunchbox?
It's easy. The iron. They burn themselves.
Oh, the iron. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead. Chesapeake, Virginia.
Hey, how about putting on tight pants?
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
No, that's not
it. I thought it was going to be like getting pants like stuck.
No, it's high heels. Oh. Like turning ankles, breaking ankles.
Hurting your knee. I believe it.
Did you see the woman that ran the marathon in high heels?
Yeah. Well, you told me about her, I think, but it's crazy to me. Impossible.
She set the record.
Yeah.
Because someone had done it before her, and she set the record. She ran a whole 26 miles in high heels. Yeah. Well, nobody got it. Starbucks Steven is on. Hey, Starbucks.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. Now, Starbucks Steven is a Starbucks barista by part of the week, a youth pastor another part of the week, frequent caller of the show, and he applied for the phone screener job. And you had a good interview with Morgan, I hear.
Yeah, it was really good. It went really well. I had a blast getting to talk with Morgan for a bit.
She said, too, to me, that it was a fantastic interview.
Oh, nice.
Even when you're not around, she goes, Starbucks Steven really did a good job in the interview. But Starbucks Steven did not get the job. We've already told you that, right?
What?
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I knew.
Okay.
Oh, I wasn't
going to tell him on the air. He did it. He was really good. And the person we ended up hiring has worked with the show in three different markets. And so it was just going to be tough
to
beat. It was really hard to beat. I mean, she has worked with the show in Tallahassee, worked with the show in Charleston, and now she's in Nashville already. And so I think you performed way better than anyone thought in the interview, Steven. I got to be honest with you. Like, Morgan was like, if she didn't exist, he was a good one.
I really appreciate that.
I'm sorry you didn't get it, though. But what else happened in your life?
Man, I've just been I've been wanting to get this job. You know, I've just been thinking about it. So that's really kind of just like taking it. But I get it. It's all good. And I look forward to, you know, get to know this person, this new person on the air and everything. It'd be cool. I'm getting ready. Actually, tomorrow night I'm going to Nashville. There's a concert going on tomorrow night to benefit the FPL Sarcoma Fund. Tomorrow night, the Battle for the Bones in downtown Nashville. Yeah, and it'll be like Jake Owen and...
Yeah, we're putting it on.
Kane Brown. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'll be going to that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, like, it's our event.
He's like doing a commercial.
Yeah. Did you know that was our event?
I did not know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's our event.
I didn't know it was like your event, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you'll see everybody. I won't be there, but I think everybody else on the show will be there. I'll be in D.C. I'll be telling jokes to senators in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you know you're going to have to blast some pictures of you in a tux.
Yeah, I'll put them up there. I don't know.
Are you on like black tux or like a funky color?
No, I don't feel like I can go funky color because I'm talking to real life senators. Okay. So I don't really have the...
Is Bob Corker going to be there?
I don't know. I hope so. I saw Trump going after him again. Said he couldn't get elected dog catcher.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
What's happening?
Oh, Bob. Oh. I mean, Trump or whatever. I mean, Bob's office, they're one of the offices that's legit trying to help me get my kids. So Trump needs to take it easy. Lay off the tweets. And don't go do something else besides tweet.
Maybe. Starbucks, anything else going on with you?
That's it, man. I just need, like, give me some ideas for Halloween, what I should wear for Halloween. Because I got the thing tomorrow night, the contest. And then I've also got some, like, a Halloween party I'm going, that I've been invited to with some friends. And, like, dude, I have no idea what I'm going to go as.
I think you should go as, like, that unicorn frappuccino. Is that what it was? The, whatever that
he's yes, Starbucks. That would be great.
And then he goes as that and nails it.
A barista.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Pretty awesome.
Hey, dude, sorry you didn't get the job. Just wanted to talk to you in person about it.
Hey, dude, it's all good. I really appreciate you giving me a shot. Really do.
I told you. I give people a shot, man. But listen, thanks for calling and listening, and hopefully we get to know you a little better. All right, buddy?
You're a man of your word, and I appreciate it.
All right, Starbucks.
Love you guys. See you, buddy. Have a good one.
We can play Ask the Show. If you guys have anything you're just dying to ask the show, our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Yeah, call us if you want. But Lunchbox has a story right now.
Is it fake news?
A fisherman is lucky to be alive after a bizarre incident. He was fishing, caught his fish, and he was going to put it back in the sea. When he went to kiss it, the fish jumped in his mouth and got stuck in his throat, went into cardiac arrest. Friend on the boat saved him. That's it.
Wait a minute.
That's crazy.
Hold on. So he's fishing, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right, he's fishing, catches a fish,
reels it
takes
in.
It off the hook.
It jumps in his throat.
And he's going to take a picture with it. He goes to kiss it.
Oh, my God.
And it jumps in his throat.
He goes in there like he has a heart attack.
Yeah, cardiac arrest. Friend saves him.
Oh, is it fake news? Wow, Amy.
That's so crazy. That's real. Oh. That's real.
I think it's fake news. I think it's so, okay. I'm going fake. She's going real. Fake. What is it?
Guys, that is real news.
That was real news.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that really is. So he's okay?
Yeah, Sam 28 said I was trying to kiss the fish when it slipped out of my hands and went in my throat.
Man, Sam had a heart attack issue at 28. Thought Sam was about
maybe it scared the crap
80.
Out of him.
Yeah, I can't believe clearly. The fish jumped
in this. Hey, by the way, Raymond, can we relax? Raymond's trying to ask now because of the Radio Hall of Fame coming up. He's like, hey, can I get Lindsay's seat?
Oh,
he's already.
No, I assumed she was still going.
She's not
what?
Going.
They broke up.
I know.
That's a free seat. Yeah, nobody's at the table
well,
now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, y'all didn't break up on bad terms, and y'all still care about each other, and she definitely wants to support you still. I don't understand. What?
You know how awkward that table would be?
Exactly. I was going to say.
Lindsay, where are you going to sit? Are you guys... Okay, she's not sitting there. No.
Oh, okay.
Eliminate the confusion. I'll go.
Oh.
It'll be great.
Oh, okay. So what
but
are you
going
to do?
But is it too soon?
To what?
Ask that question.
Well, you've already asked it.
Yeah, it's already out there. And Lunchbox is laughing.
No, but listen. No, Ray is right. It would be too awkward to have her at that table when Bobby is getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Like... I understand they can still support each other, but they can support each other from afar because that's weird for us. And I think Ray brings up a great point. You got to be the one to jump in and ask for the seat or else someone else is going to jump on that seat.
Well, and I thought I was in the runnings. I thought it was Eddie, me, and Lindsay. And then Lindsay and you broke up. I didn't break up with you. I'm still here, baby.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Give that seat. Give that seat. Give that seat. Give that seat.
These guys.
Give that seat. Give that seat.
Bobby, what are you going to do?
Well, let me be dead serious. It's hard to be serious when these two knuckleheads are over here screaming, give that seat.
Give that seat!
No, stop.
Give that seat! Give that seat!
Listen, I gotta be honest. They're making me smile, and I haven't smiled a lot. Because they're so ridiculous.
Okay, I'm okay with that, but I know you didn't come to this decision lightly, so tell us what you're thinking.
Lindsay and I have already had the talk. She's not going to come with me to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And... which may open up a seat.
Oh! That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah! Give that seat. Give that seat. Give that seat. Give
guys,
that seat.
Let
give
him
that.
Talk.
No. Hashtag give that seat. Let's go. Let's get Ray there. Get Ray in that seat.
So what is the plan?
I don't know. It's been such a crappy couple days. And I talked to Lindsay last night for a while. Because, again, we're on to be crappy and, you know, we're good. Like, she's still... wonderful friend, but she's not coming. I haven't thought about it. I did get a text from Andy Roddick, and he was like, I'm probably coming. And so I was like, he may take the seat.
No.
No?
Give that seat. This dude works with you every day, and he works so hard and so long. I mean, this dude is dedicated. Give him the seat. Give that seat. Give that seat. Okay. Give that seat.
All right.
Ray, don't you want to be there?
Of course I do.
Exactly.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah. I mean, Ray has been with the show for a while.
Well.
I mean, but Andy could still come.
We'll talk about it. I'm just not there yet.
Maybe.
I'm not there yet. Let's see. Let's play Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Erica, hello.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello. Ask the Show. Go ahead.
So my question was, are you ever going to bring Dusty to the studio? Like, you're bringing him on the bus now, so is he going to come to the studio?
No, because I'm here 5-6 hours, you know, he's at the house a few blocks away. When I go away for a few days, I take him on the bus to Raging Idiot shows, that's different. I'm not going to bring him to the radio station. It's no animals up here. I mean, even then, he would just be... sniffing around the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd love to. But then Amy would bring her dog.
That'd
then
be awesome.
Lunchbox would bring his. And all of a sudden,
oh, yeah.
Pet,
dog pound.
A zoo up here, man.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Hey, Katie in Pflugerville.
Hi, buddy.
Hi. What's going on?
Hey, I'm headed to work, and I'm just wondering what to expect at the Raging Idiot Show on Saturday. I've never seen you live.
Oh, a Raging Idiot Show. If you ever get a chance to see our band, the Raging Idiots, it's like a wedding band meets a rock band meets a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like half big, huge, fun covers, comedy songs. It is the most fun you ever have in your life. Yeah. Yeah. Just trust me on it. In your life. I used to not say that, but now for sure. We'll be in El Paso Friday and Austin on Saturday. All right. There you go. Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
By the way, Lunchbox posted just a mean tweet yesterday about Morgan.
You know, what did it say?
What are you talking about, mean?
He posted a picture of him at the Bluebird Cafe. Remember the whole...
Oh, how could I forget?
The controversy.
Still the talk of
where
the
it was like,
town.
Lunchbox was like, yeah.
All I said was...
Go ahead.
1 week ago tonight, me, Morgan number one, and her boyfriend shared a table as we watched this guy perform, and I posted a picture of Garth Brooks. I was just reliving memories. That's all I did.
Still
I didn't.
Taking shots.
Where was your wife?
She was on the couch.
No, Amy.
Why did you go? I'm just saying. I was just reliving a moment.
Yeah,
JK.
It was pretty nice.
I hit him with the retweet savage.
So you can say savage on air, but we
ironically,
can't.
It wasn't on air. It was on Twitter.
Okay.
I saw you say savage. I was like, yeah, he knows how to use the word.
So here's the rule. If you want to use savage, you can, but it's going to cost you $10.
Okay.
That's it. That's the rule. There's a savage jar. And if you use the word savage, because we're too old to say it, okay?
Savage.
So that's why it's going
to
be...
We're just too old to say it, and we look like posers. So if you want to use the word savage, we have a savage jar. And at the end of whatever time period, we donate it all to charity from the savage jar.
There's a difference in being a poser and just being with the times.
Okay, you're being a poser because you're not with the times.
Yeah, I'm totally with the times.
I'm in.
I'm the coolest mom... That's there.
That's woke. You're the coolest woke mom around.
I think woke is worse than savage, to be honest with you.
Stay woke is amazing.
There's a savage jar from now on, okay?
What about a woke jar?
No. Don't woke jar me. I'm not ready to give that one up.
Guys, stop.
Yeah.
Guys, we're getting older.
Stay woke is lit.
Stop.
We got to stay fresh.
Okay, that's not even a thing. That's an old person thing.
No, fresh.
The Fresh Prince
new.
Of Bel-Air.
No,
that's like 1990.
No. got
Lunchbox,
you're not
stop
with
being
it.
So basic.
I hang around the kids. And
wait, what? So Amy's told us over the past couple days that she expects her kids to be here by Christmas time.
I really do. In my heart of hearts.
Hope or expect?
Hope and expect.
Because you've been told.
Yeah. I feel like I have some good, on good authority that it could happen before Christmas. So yes, I'm getting my hopes up. Yup. Sign me up. My husband's still thinking next year, but I'm like, okay, you can stay on that train, but you have no hope.
So Amy's been in the adoption process for 4.5 years. 4.5 years. She tried to have kids. They tried to have kids unsuccessfully. They tried to adopt domestically. They kept moving. Every time you move, you have to start over. She went on a mission trip to Haiti. And as she was over there doing a woman's conference, she went and toured an orphanage and found these two kids. And she's like, these are my kids. And so the process has been 4.5 years.
Yeah, and they're older because it's time. Like, my daughter's basically going to be driving by the time
no,
she gets here.
No, she's not. How old is she?
She's 10.5.
And he's?
7.
So, we're waiting.
We've been she
waiting
needs
for
a
him.
Bra.
We've been waiting for him for whatever.
It's too long.
Amy went last weekend and saw them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was there last weekend. That's crazy.
And so here is your daughter.
Mm-hmm. My husband didn't get to go, and so she sent him this note. And I always wonder when I'm there and I leave them, I'm like, man, I wonder if they had a good time. I hope they had fun, or what are they thinking? And my husband got this note.
Hi, Dad. We had a wonderful time with Mom last weekend.
Hey, Dad, we had a wonderful time with Mom this weekend?
Yeah, yeah, and her English sounds so good.
Hi, Dad. We had a wonderful time with Mom last weekend.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Man, they're going to be in for a world of change.
So they had a good time. Oh, yeah, you're like, telling me.
Change that we can't even
comprehend. Nope, I can't even wrap my head around it. Even when I walk up to their room in their bathroom or anything. Like, yeah, stuff like that. They don't even, oh gosh. Like at the bathroom, the type of bathroom we have that we're so used to with a toilet and a shower and sinks. And they have two sinks, so their own seat. Like, they don't have any of that.
Because I went to the orphanage a few months ago, and there are rooms where there are just tons of beds in one room. Really, it looked like whenever you see a prison that's not those single cells where all the beds are in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it looked like to me. But a bunch of kids are just laying on beds all next to each other.
Yeah, and my son is inside the main house, and my daughter is in the backyard, like the out backyard area, in like a makeshift little building thing that was thrown up. And then until a few months ago, they were showering and bathing in like an area that was covered by tarps with big bins, like big old buckets you climb into, and the nannies would put the water and the soap in the bin. And like my daughter would get in the bin and they'd bathe her, or my son, and they'd get out. And then in the last few months, they've started to build like a real bathroom, but
they just got a TV, and it was a really old, 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 crappy, fuzzy TV. But man, they were loving it. There was like 9 of them gathered around it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to come. I mean, they're not going to know what cars, like all these cars driving everywhere.
Yeah, no. Are you telling? I mean, they have to get here by airplane. You don't think they're going to freak out over that? I mean, they've seen an airplane, you know, 30,000 feet in the sky and know that it flies over the orphanage, but they will be on that. And I mean, that's going to be crazy.
A frozen yogurt machine?
Oh, my goodness.
They're gonna flip their lid.
Yeah.
They pull the lever and it comes out?
I'm probably not going to let them pull the lever.
Well.
Yet.
Amy feels like they should be here before the end of the year. And I know you got that message. I wanted to play it for everybody.
And Dad, we had a wonderful time with Mom last weekend.
And they'll pick up the language quick, huh? You think?
That's what I hear from friends that have adopted from Haiti. Or even any country, really. They pick it up once they're immersed in it.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so do you want to know the age that you officially will start dancing like a dad?
Oh, I saw this. 37 or something?
Yeah, that's your age. Do you feel like you still got it when you're out on the dance floor?
No, but not because it's dad dancing, because I'm just not getting my reps in. It's like if you don't work out enough, you're not able to bench enough.
Okay.
So I just feel like I haven't been able to get my groove on lately.
Mm-hmm.
But if you gave me about 3 solid nights, I could have it back. I'm not a dad dancer. I just haven't been working out at it.
Okay.
Because
we need to see what the young
kids
think.
Once you got the motion in the ocean, the water never dries up.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That's what you say about your dancing?
Yeah. I'm pretty solid. I'm what you call a chameleon dancer.
Mm.
I fit into whatever style everybody's dancing.
Oh.
if it's grinding,
you can
if it's
blend
two-stepping,
in.
It doesn't matter what it is. I will dance away. I was voted best dancer on the show.
That's true. Yeah. That's not hard to do, though.
Nah, Ray's pretty good. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah, what else you got? No, you were terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else? Okay, so you know the stethoscope when you go to the doctor and they put it on your chest and they listen for your breathing and heart and whatever? Do you know why that was invented? Why the person invented it?
Why would someone invent
a
stethoscope?
Why? Why do you think?
Probably to listen in on someone's conversation in the next room.
No. It was a doctor who didn't feel comfortable putting his ear directly on a woman's chest.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's like, how can I be less awkward about this? Oh, I'll invent a stethoscope.
Or invent the stethoscope.
Yeah. Stethoscope. Yeah.
There you go. I
can learn how to say it. So friends and money often don't mix. What's your golden rule if you loan money to a friend or family member?
You're not loaning it. You're giving it. And if you do get it back, that's a bonus.
50% of people say they will end a friendship over money, like the friend not paying them back. They'll just cut ties. And it's over anything between $100 and $500.
Yeah, if you're loaning a friend money, you're actually giving it to them. And maybe you'll get it back. And if you do, that's a bonus. Always look at it as a gift because, again, you will lose friendships over it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's to do what?
It's not worth to lose a friendship. It's like to know if you can't give it, knowing that it's not going to get paid back to you, then don't give it.
Because a lot of times I bought Amy dinners and she just forgets about it.
She never gets it back.
But to me, in my heart, I'm like, you know what?
That's not a loan.
But all the time she forgets her wallet. I get you back.
Okay, you're going back like 10 years.
Never gets me back. Listen, I've been holding on to it.
Or five times.
In my heart. Go ahead.
In a lot of years, I forgot my wallet.
And you didn't let that friendship end, did you?
No, I didn't. I just let it go.
That's nice of you.
Thank you.
No, I do nice things for you.
What do you have?
Okay, guess what Whole Foods is getting? And I think I was thinking this would be great for weddings. This would be great for other grocery store chains. This would be great for restaurants. They're getting a mac and cheese bar. A whole bar.
But would you even eat from that? You would get excited, but you would never eat mac and cheese.
I don't care. I still think it's cool. Mac and cheese is one of my things. Like, it's my jam. Yeah, of course, I don't really indulge in it all the time. But if there's a mac and cheese bar, I might. But you can go, you pick up the mac and cheese, and then they've got like a little bartender that'll put whatever you want on top of it, whether it's something vegan or pulled pork or chicken. They'll make this whole like little dish for you.
Wow.
Mac and cheese bar. I think it's exciting. And then lastly, if you're trying to get going in the morning, you may want to skip your morning shower, which sure, a cold shower will wake you up. But let's be honest, a lot of us are taking warm showers.
0% chance I'm getting in a cold shower in the morning.
Chance. Okay, so if you take a shower, you're taking a warm one. Well, what that does, it relaxes your body and tells your nervous system that it's time to shut down and slow down. But really, you need to get your day going. So either skip a shower or make sure it's freezing cold.
You know what I've been doing the last couple of days? And probably not good for me.
What?
But they have this caffeine gum that I saw at a gas station. It was like a trucker gas station.
Yeah. Huh.
And I know they sell some crazy stuff at those trucker gas stations.
Yeah,
they got to keep those guys alert. So I bought some of that caffeine gum, and one piece is equal to a half cup of coffee.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And so I'd have a couple pieces in the morning. And it makes me feel like not great. And maybe I don't feel good anyway, but it could be the caffeine gum.
Yeah, I would not. Can I see the ingredients?
Well, no, it's at home.
Okay.
I just ate it before I left.
If it's making you not feel great, you should stop.
Or it just could be whatever disease I have.
Oh, cool.
Because Eddie left work sick. No. Amy's not feeling great.
I'm getting better. Not me. If you get sick, blame him, not me.
I could just have, like, ache on the dance floor.
Jeez, I see what you did there.
You're killing us with this.
What?
What do you think it's killing him?
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
Lie about it?
No. Well, you are withholding one thing from us.
Yeah, but you didn't even know about that.
I do now.
But you don't know what it is.
Exactly. That's my point.
All right, we're done.
Yeah, you want to bring that to the pile tomorrow?
Nope.
Bobby's
secret thing?
Secret thing.
When I tell you what it is, you're going to be blown away. And not in a good way.
Why are you withholding this?
No, it's a tease. That's what he does. He's used to teasing, and so
he's not doing it for radio.
No, it's not for radio.
I know. Oh. So I'm like trying to figure you out, like right now, why you're withholding this? Because I have all kinds of crazy thoughts in my head right now.
Yeah.
About like family and
other
things.
Don't worry about it right now. It's been a pretty heavy last 45-ish days, but it's all right. Everybody has heavy times.
Yeah, we do. It's okay to be in it. I just don't want you to be alone in it.
I'm better alone.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Good. I got my dog.
Yeah. Play it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Just kind of catching you up on the day. So Kip Moore was doing an interview with the radio station, and so they were asking him, hey, wind your album up for CMA Album of the Year. And Kip's like, you know, I'm not a political darling.
You know, I'll probably never be, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'll probably never be the political darling, you know, of a town, you know. I don't think they'll ever be me. And, you know, I don't spend time thinking about those things. I just try to focus on my music.
I don't even know that Kip's album came out in time to be... I'm not sure. It came out so late. It felt like the CMA voting was already happening when Slow Heart came out.
I don't know.
But this radio station asked him the dumbest question. They were like, don't you feel like your record should be in there instead of Jason Isbell's?
You mean Broadway's Electric Barnyard?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Don't ask an artist to compare themselves to another current artist as far as like who's better. That's a dumb question. And I ask the dumbest questions. And even I go, that's a dumb question. And secondly, Jason Isbell deserves to be put in the Album of the Year category. You know why? Because people nominated him for it. And I think what he does is fantastic. Like, musically, I listen to it and I'm like, okay, it's not really my super thing, but I love how he just does his own thing and is like, hey, screw everybody. Like, for me, I look at that dude and I'm like, and him and I have even went back and forth before.
Uh-huh.
But I love it. Like, that.
Respect.
That big time respect for that. Mm-hmm. He does it his own way. I love people to do it their own way. I don't even have to agree with how you do it. I just love people to do it their own way, and they're just like, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. So, yeah, respect.
Okay, his album came out on September 8th.
Yeah.
Elections were way underway because I got the email saying you need to vote for the finals like September 20th. So
okay, why are they starting drama? So anyway, Kip's record's good. I hope you check out Slow Heart. That song, Blonde, is the jam.
You can chase the lights. You can chase the fame. Used to be the captain of the cheer team. Now you're just a never coming home kind of queen. Don't sell yourself longer. You must be confused. You ain't even blonde, girl. Or even true to your roots.
It's funny because I saw a tweet from Emily Yar at the Washington Post, and she's like, too many names. Brandon Ray, Michael Ray, Brandon Lay. She's like, all these names are the same.
Oh, that's such a good, yeah, so true. I saw Brandon Lay, which obviously I'm not he's going to be on somebody's tour. I don't know. And I thought it was a typo for Brandon Ray. But it's not.
It's
he's
not.
Real. I mean, and that poor guy.
There's
like,
Michael Ray, Brandon Ray, and Brandon. It's all three
yes,
of them.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to.
It's so much. Yeah. And I don't think any of them should change their name.
No, I know, but.
No, like, and Brandon Ray, R-A-Y, has the jam. It's him and Keith Urban. Keith Urban's playing and singing this song, Ends of the Earth. Like, this is Brandon Ray. Brandon Ray. This is like the dude right here.
10,000 miles on gravel roads, hitchhiking my way through Mexico, red eye straight through 20 time zones, all alone, just to feel you breathe, just to see you smile, just to hold your hand. Somehow, tell you my home's your home now. I'd kiss away the doubt just to see your eyes, feel your heartbeat dance. If it was all I had to give, I'd give you a fighting chance. Oh, I'd go to the ends of the earth for you, to the moon and back like it ain't nothing new. When I got my arms wrapped around you, girl, it's like I'm holding the whole world. And I won't stop till I've been to the ends of the earth for you.
That's Brandon Ray. Like, that dude's like a different level singer. I've heard all the other ones. Brandon Ray's different level. He's like one of those one percenters, like the Lauren Elena's. But so there's that. You know who else? And I sent Morgan, one, our main producer, a note last night. I was like, hey, we probably need to call Jesse James Decker and get her in here. Just because she's never said, hey, I want to come up on the show. I don't think she's on a record label. But she had the number one record last week. And I was like,
wow.
You know, I guess I've missed this. But she had the number one record. Respect. Again, come on up. Sing some songs. Like, she had the number one country record last week.
Wow. And without a label.
And
it's crazy.
I know her just through being friendly. We're not friends, but I know them. Like, I've talked to them a few times.
Yeah. I bought her hair product.
There you go. So anyway, I hope she comes up. But no one, everyone's like, why did you have her on? Like, her fans. No one ever says, hey, do you want her on? Because she doesn't have a record label or a team that says, hey. So anyway, we invited her up. Or we're going to try to find her somehow. I don't even know who to call. I guess I could just tweet her.
I could post something on her Instagram.
but it was like a big week. Because Russell Dickerson, Carly Pierce both put out records. And Jesse James Decker had the biggest record.
Wow.
And I was like, we can't ignore her this. We have to bring her up here. And not in a half too bad way, but that's like, again, respect. Mm-hmm. Like, just grind it. When people tell you no, make them tell it to you again and again and again.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Is it?
Well, sort of. No.
You only didn't get this job once.
Hey, I still was told no, and look who's here now.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Look who's here now.
I straight up was told no. Yeah.
No, it wasn't no.
It wasn't no, but I, yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out.
It did. There you go.
Here we are. Get
your Bobby Bones. All right, we're out on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Tomorrow morning, Kelsey Ballerini performs live, and Luke Bryan comes by the show to hang. So tomorrow will be a jam-packed show. Hope your Tuesday's awesome. We'll see you Wednesday. Tonight, I'll be with Darius doing a theater show. It'll be live all over the internet and the world. He's got a new record, so we're going to play a bunch of songs.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So, yeah, it'll be good. Thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Kelsey and Luke in.
The Bobby Bones Show.